At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Hey, audio listener, thank you so much for listening. If you haven't done so already, I would ask you to rate and review the show on whatever podcast app it is that you listen to on. Thanks in advance. If you would like to help support the upcoming record, you can go to www.storefrontier.com/porchtalk. www.storefrontier.com/porchtalk. I got shirts, hoodies, koozies. You can support the venture right there if you'd like to be a part of it. It's very cool. You will be the conversation piece of wherever you are. I guarantee it. All right, so this episode is in video format on our Facebook page. We're also on Twitter and Instagram. You can follow us there. Porch Talk_101. Now, I hurt my back Saturday. That is when this episode was supposed to go up. I was supposed to be with Watermelon Slim at the Bluesberry Cafe on Sunday. Squirrel Flower at the Sunstroke House on Tuesday. Here it is Thursday, and I'm just getting this episode to you. Just know that I hurt myself. I'm getting better, and I will be with you, Columbus, Mississippi, at Market Street on the 18th, and I about guarantee it's going to rain, but we'll be hanging out there with Monson Brothers. We'll be slinging beard oils and balms and soaps and lotions, and I would just love to have a conversation with you. Come see me the following weekend, the 24th and 25th of September. I'll be in Bentonia, Mississippi at the Blue Front Cafe. I'll be covering the blues there. I'll be playing the blues there, and I'll be hearing the blues there, and I would love for you to come and have this experience with me during the 73rd annual birthday party for the Blue Front Cafe. You'll have Mr. Jimmy Duck Holmes, Grammy-nominated, R.L. Boyce, Grammy-nominated, and many other great blues artists who will be there playing the blues. So come hang out. Without further ado, here comes the show. Thank you for your patience with this ad on the front. Here is Les Newby, Never Falling Away. Rock and roll. We'll be right back. That'll work. Hey, the camera's kind of far off, but this is an Untapped in Vinyl. I have to remember to talk into the mic because the sound is for that is going to be coming from the mic.
Yeah.
So.
You got good levels on us?
Levels are good. All right, just for the show. Welcome you to Porch Talk. This is your host, Alan, and this is an Untapped in Vinyl. Per usual, here's Monk.
Hi.
And this is a big show. We decided to go live on the internets, and what I'm going to do eventually, if this video turns out right, is I'm going to download these videos and upload them to YouTube so you can, once again, know what we look like.
Yes.
So
I got to know where that voice is coming from.
That majestic voice.
Does he have a face for radio? Probably so.
But we got a lot to cover.
We got a ton. I mean, I took notes this time.
Yeah, and that's not typical.
No. Typically, I just roll from the cuff. And honestly, I'll probably never look at the paper because once I write it down, I'm pretty much going to remember it, you know?
I'm that way, too. Like, back in, I know you really, school wasn't taking it serious, but like your mom always said that if school was like music, you'd do fine. But
yeah.
As far as the way that you learn, like if I wrote it down, I know it.
Oh yeah.
That was my method of learning.
Yeah, and there's something about dates too, and I've never been a numbers person. I suck at math. Horrible. Like in 11th grade, I was taking general math, you know, or a pre-algebra by 11th grade, you know. So I've never been good with numbers, but there's something about like when I commit a date to my brain, 19 times out of 20, I'm going to remember that I've got to do whatever it is on that date. Yeah, we've got...
Go ahead and introduce the new mascots, right?
Yeah, we've got new mascots. For everybody who's listened to the show for a while, you know, my cat Sushi, who was our unofficial mascot for a while, she got hit by a car, and so I've got two new kittens now, and you could follow them on the Instagram at Memphis_Marie_and_Elvis.
There you go.
So you'll meet them because they'll probably come hopping up on the table at some point. So...
And it's cool. So I have wires running from here to the phone, and so they've already tried to figure out ways to manipulate that.
Disconnect everything. Yeah.
Right.
They're not even. They're about 5 months old, I think, 4 months old, and so if you hear background noise, things falling and things crashing, maybe some glass breaking, it's probably going to be them and me, maybe getting up a time or two to go, yeah, stop that. So.
But that's all this new equipment.
I know, man. You're all freaking professional and shit.
Yeah, I hate I've got the app on my phone for video. It didn't work with Soar, and I was trying to use it. Man, it's got a bug or something, so I'm undownload it, redownload it. I don't know, but that's the iRig, and so whatever is done through these mics is what's heard on the video.
Oh well, that's even
so
cooler.
We're not relying on a phone speaker.
Don't have to worry about talking too loud, so we can make sure they hear us on the phone over there. Yeah,
that's right, and. I'm excited. Let's go ahead and do the beer.
Okay, yes.
So I picked up a six-pack on my way here from Starkville. Shout out to Coconuts.
Coconuts?
Went with a Terrapin.
The Up High IPA.
Because why? Up High.
Because Up High. Boom. There you go. 5.9% ABV. I think it's a take. It was definitely a takeoff. Is the other beer called the High Five IPA? I think it is. It's like an easy drinking session ale. This is a citra hopped IPA. So
when I was picking out the beer today, they have a great selection of coconut, but it's a lot of it's not code. So I went over to the code section and I was like most of the beer we've already had.
yeah.
So and I looked at the Terrapin and I was like, we haven't had that Up High. And then I saw the Cairo. It was like the weed stuff. And I was like, you don't like that. And I'm not a fan of it either.
Yeah.
It's like if I wanted to do that, I would just rather have a joint.
Or a Miller Lite.
Yeah. I went with Up High.
It's solid. It's solid. I mean, I've always been a fan of Terrapin. I did, though. I got stuck with one time. I bought a six-pack of that Hopsecutioner, and I found it kind of difficult to get through the six-pack.
It was called the Cairo Hop. That was the name.
Cairo
of it.
Hop?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that.
Like a ice Cairo
Hop.
And I was reading it, and I was like, yeah, that don't sound like anything me and Monk would like, especially
Monk. It's not bougie enough for Monk.
Yeah, and so like for it to be an IPA, I would definitely say this is good for the pool. It would be safe for your uncle.
Yes, exactly. Your crazy uncle that maybe drinks too much, and you got to worry about him having a 5.9%. But that's not much more than Budweiser, or right at Budweiser, right?
That's right.
So yeah, definitely, I'm going to recommend this one for the pool. Or maybe for just like an afternoon, you know, you're going to be cooking out on the grill or something, you know, kind of taking it easy. You don't want to get too tanked. You got people over or whatever.
And they've got great descriptions on the top of the can. Paddle, I think it'd be good with a kayak. Camp, sure. Surf, I don't really do that. Boogie, I've been known to boogie.
I can boogie, yeah.
And slap hands, we already done that. So we're covering bases here. But yeah, I would say what, 3.8 out of 5? It's not a bad beer.
I'm good with that.
It's not a great beer.
I'm not going to say that it's not a great beer. It's just not what I prefer.
Right.
Typically, I prefer something a little more hoppy. This is more citrus than it is hops. But it's a good beer. It's solid. Solid. We'll give it a solid rating.
There you go. And so, like, when I picked it out, I saw Citra hops, and I was like, yeah, we typically like Citra hops.
Yeah, Citra hops are good hops.
Yes, so. That's why I went with that.
Most of your fruity IPAs are going to have the Citra hops in it. Mm-hmm. I don't know this because I'm not a brewer, but I would be willing to say that Citra hops probably one of the most used hops in an IPA.
All right, well let's start here. I want to start with the Art Council with the most recent show that we had with Watermelon Slim. So Sunday, waking up at the Butt Crack, actually before the Butt Crack at Dome, to go to Clarksdale. To sit down, he's going to be playing at the Bluesberry Cafe.
Blueberry Hill?
It's on...
It's called Bluesberry?
Bluesberry. It's 235 Yazoo.
Yeah, okay, gotcha.
But, so they cook breakfast, mm-hmm. and then they'll sit around and chat, and then Watermelon Slim will play the blues.
Well, that's awesome.
I'm going to video his performance, and you'll find that on my YouTube eventually, and then we're going to talk.
Yeah, and I'm going to try to go with you.
Perfect, and I hope you make it. And this is really why I'm so excited. So for those of you who haven't been to the Art Council since Monk took over the booking of the Nova Theater, it started with Adam Hood. He spends time with the musician, and just to let you get to know them and their background. And I didn't want him to stop interviewing Watermelon.
Yeah. He's an interesting cat.
He's a Vietnam vet. He speaks four languages. Yeah. He used to be almost pro bowler.
Yeah. So the way it works, when we start a show, I get out there, I do my spiel, ask for donations because we're a nonprofit organization, and then I interview him for about five. I tell him I'm going to ask you about five questions.
Right.
You know, and then if it flows, like with Adam Hood, I think it flowed a little more. But Watermelon Slim, he came down there, and we just sat there and talked for about 15 minutes. And the dude is so interesting. He was, I forget how old he was, 70, 72?
That sounds
I think it was. And
right.
I mean, he was like kicking high kicks in the air and stuff. And he's like, his normal physician, he said, is a chiropractor and has been most all his life. Mm-hmm. So that's all you need. A little yoga, a little chiropractic work. I think you're good, you know?
I mean, obviously, if I can be as spry as him at his age,
man,
I'd be doing well.
But so interesting. I mean, he speaks four different languages. You already said all that, you know, but dang. Yeah, it was really cool to get to know him. I had heard a story prior to him coming from Super Chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And Super Chicken had backed him up on guitar when they were over in England or France or somewhere.
And that's an interesting duo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because Super Chicken brings his own energy as well.
Yeah, he does. And I think that energy kind of connected on stage, and it wasn't good energy. So
bad voodoo.
I won't tell the whole story that Chicken told me, but it wasn't bad.
Well, I think that's kind of the take of, I would say both of them are fairly eccentric people.
Yeah, and they're both big personalities.
Yeah.
Is the cat trying to get up on your...
He's messing with the cord a little bit.
Oh, okay.
He's doing okay. Like I said, you'll see us fighting with cats throughout the show.
Yeah.
He found him a toy. He's good.
Oh, good. That's what he was trying to get to. Probably was up under your cords.
Listen, yeah. I wish you could see of us.
I could watch cats or kittens play all day long.
Yeah, something. I guess this is let's not get sidetracked, but just to continue on with upcoming Art Council events, you're going to continue to press hard into the blues. You have R.L. Boyce and Malcolm Lightning.
Lightning Malcolm, yep. I've got them scheduled on February 11th. Mm-hmm. And then I'm hoping right now, I talked with my friend Chris Folks, who...
Pee-wee, shout out.
Yeah, so who I got to know when I was a teenager. He called me the other day, and he's like, "Hey, man, guess where I'm at?" Obviously, I'd been drinking, I guess. And I was like, "I don't know where." He goes, "I'm at the Blue Front, sitting right here face to face with Jimmy Duck Holmes." I was like, "Oh, shit," you know. So we're going to try to get Jimmy Duck to come play the Columbus Arts Council. That's my hopes. I came in and I told my wife, I said, in the continuing saga of me trying to book every, you know,
blues
Delta
legend.
Blues legend that I possibly can, here's what happened, you know. Pee-wee called me. This is what we talked about. So, I know we got to have other music up there, too, and we're working on other things as well. But
I mean, I think it's cool.
Man, you got to connect with these dudes before it's too late,
that's
man.
That's just it. You need to pay homage. Like, what is Mississippi known for?
The blues.
All right. And so, I mean, we're not going to have these guys around forever.
And cotton and magnolias, I guess, right?
Yeah. But when we think about music and culture, we think blues.
Yes, man. You know, I mean, a lot of people say that the blues started in New Orleans. Some people say it started in Memphis. I don't know where it started, but I think it's better in Mississippi.
That's the way I like my hill country.
Yes. I like my Delta,
And I'm partial to Bentonia. And I'll tell you, like, you sharing a little bit about that story with Jimmy and him sitting. If you're going to be around Jimmy and work with Jimmy, get ready to have a beer or two.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Pee-wee told me all about it.
And also, he might put you to work.
At the Blue Front?
Yeah. If there's something around there that needs doing, he'll put you on it.
Man, I look forward to the opportunity. Hopefully, what is it, September 24th?
That's right.
The birthday party. Hopefully, I'll be able to go down for that.
So it's a Friday and a Saturday. I think it's the 23rd and 24th. I'll be down there covering both days.
Yeah.
Groove Johnson, my band. I think, if I'm not mistaken, we kick Friday or Saturday. I have to look at the schedule.
Yeah.
But you have who's Galia Vogt, who we'll get to here.
Galia Vogt, she's playing on the 24th. I know that. So that's the Saturday.
And we have Nick Wade coming from Virginia and R.L. Crosby coming back down from Boston.
There's a lot of R.L.'s in the blues world.
There really is. R.L. is Ryan Lee Crosby.
Gotcha.
And he helps Jimmy out a lot, and I'm very thankful. But the reason why I plug those two is, like, with the festival, it's not uncommon to have blues players come from all over to come play.
Sure, yeah.
At the Blue Front. But for the party, it's really about Mississippi, and it's about the family of the Blue Front. And so it was really interesting to see that open up to more outsiders, which I believe to be a beautiful thing.
Yes, definitely.
So that's happening September 23rd, 24th. If you've never been to Bentonia, if you've never experienced the Blue Front, you can look this up at things to do in Mississippi, or however you want to type it into your Google machine.
Just look up Blue Front.
That's near the top of the list of things that you should do in Mississippi before you die.
So, and while Jimmy Duck is still hanging out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you know, Galia, I spent a lot of time listening to her today. I was sitting at work and probably listened to her for 2 hours straight. Because I know she's going to be down there. I know she's going to be on Porch Talk at some point. And so I was like, I got to get to know her. I know I follow her on social media. So I was just like, I don't know if I've listened to that much of her music, you know.
Right.
That one song, she's packing to leave, whatever the hell that song's called. Anyway, I learned so much about her today.
Blues Break to Ryan Lee Crosby. One thing I know.
One thing I know,
never will be, will be. Take a look now and tell me, what do you see? Lifetimes of sorrow, lifetimes of suffering. Lifetimes of sorrow, lifetimes of suffering. Will tomorrow become a new So, back to Gallia. And I need another one while we're at it.
Man, look at that bucket, would you?
Yeah.
Look at that, Roll Tide.
I want to say, Roll Tide, if you were unaware of what happened last Saturday, the hurricanes got depleted down to a tropical depression.
I see what you did there. You know, it took a second for that to sink in my brain. That? That's what that beer's done to me so far. Yes, man, Bryce Young. Good. I don't want to get off on talking about Alabama football because we're talking about Gallia Vote, but good gracious, Bryce Young looked good out there on that football field on Saturday.
Hey, we don't recruit, we reload. And it looks like we're reloaded now.
I love that. So, back to Gallia. I didn't know. I thought the one-man band was what she's done all along.
One-woman band.
I'm sorry. And I even have it, woman band, on my notes.
I saw that
here.
On your note, and I was like, that's
yeah, because I put one-man band, because I've been into one-man bands like Joe Buck Yourself for years, you know. And
Lightning Malcolm's a one-man band.
Yes, and Scott H. Byram. We can list them all.
Super Chicken.
Yes.
RL Super Bad.
Well, Super Chicken doesn't play drums with his feet, though.
Oh,
well. You know, Josh Morningstar. I mean, there's a lot of them. Anyways, but that started in 2019.
Yeah.
When the pandemic started, she couldn't have her band, so she just started, like, playing drums, snaring and drum and hi-hat and crap with her feet. So amazing. Born in Belgium, and I think she's done the right thing, had such a love for blues that she's like hanging out in Mississippi all the time now.
Mm-hmm. I think so right now she's based down in New Orleans, but yeah, she has been spending quite a bit of time in Clarksdale. She came and played the Bentonia Fest at the Bluefront Cafe. She wasn't even supposed to be there. Check this out. Her car breaks down on her way back down, I think, from Clarksdale. And so she is in the Jackson area. She contacts Gilbert, who Jimmy and Gilbert work very close together, and said, "Hey, my car's broke down. I don't have enough money to get down to New Orleans. Could I please play, and maybe we could do a pass the hat?" He asked Jimmy. Jimmy's like, "Come on and play."
Yeah.
And she got enough money to get her car fixed and enough money to get her home.
Well, awesome. I mean, she's just killer. And she'll be, when she comes down and plays on the 24th, the next day she's going up to play the Oxford Blues Festival. Mm-hmm. And then the day after that, that Monday, I guess it would be, right? The 24th is a Saturday.
That's right.
That Monday she's playing at the Shack Up Inn in Clarksdale.
There you go.
And then she's headed back to Belgium. She's in Belgium right now.
Yeah, and so the thing about Gallia Vote, if you're unfamiliar, there's plenty of, I mean, where did you find her on Spotify? How'd you find her music?
Yeah, she's on Spotify.
So Spotify, there's quite a bit on YouTube if that's how you ingest music. But the thing that Mississippi blues players and people who are into the blues and people who are well aware of blues, I think she might win an award for the rising star of blues. That's how big of a deal she is.
Yeah, oh, most definitely. And to think about the people that she's worked with, too. I mean, she worked with Watermelon Slim, Cedric Burnside, Lightning Malcolm. She's been with Jimmy Duck Holmes. She's learning from the best.
That's
so, and to be like that talented at such a young age, and I'm not sure what her age is. I'm going to say like maybe late 20s or something, maybe early 30s.
So, I'm unsure.
Now, you've been face to face with her. Does she look older? She does in her pictures or something? Okay, so you know, I mean, she's learning from the best, so she can only go up from here.
That's right.
You know, I mean, look at Cedric Burnside. He was gifted with being the grandson of R.L. Burnside.
Played drums for him.
Yeah, played drums for him. And I actually saw Ced play drums with R.L. at one point, man. Just fantastic drummer.
I want to ask you this. Do you have a preference with him playing drums or guitar? Most of my friends who grew up watching him play drums with his grandfather still prefer him on drums. Like, because he'll still play drums with other blues acts.
Yeah, he is. Because the first time I ever saw him outside of with RL, it was he and Lightning Malcolm. They played down in Meridian, Mississippi at the Jimmy Rogers Music Festival. Mm-hmm. And Ced was playing drums, Lightning was playing guitar. I think it was Lightning. I don't know. Anyways, whichever. But Ced was playing drums and singing. Mm-hmm. And I mean, he's a fantastic drummer.
And while we're on Cedric,
He's getting better, but I think, and I'm no guitar player, so I'm not one to rate anybody, but I think he's a better drummer than he is guitar player. But there's just something about that hill country blues, that that boogie that you get into with the hill country, and he's nailed it, man. He's learned from the best. Because R.L. was a good guitar player.
Thank God for Single Lot Records and Muscle Shoals for recording his I Be Tryin' record. It's his latest. As of right now in 2021, it's my favorite record.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely in my top two so far this year. And I mean, you know, like we were talking out on the porch. Now, this says something about Cedric Burnside, because when he put out his Benton County Relic record back 2019 or so.
That sounds right.
Like, that was one of my favorite records of that year. Well, this one, I don't like it as much as Benton County Relic, but it's still in my top two best records so far this year. That's how intense that record is. It's just, it's a straight up, it is hill country blues. That is what, you know, it may not sound exactly like R.L. Burnside. Looking at R.L. before he got with Fat Possum and they started remixing all his stuff. But, I mean, it's the closest thing to it. I mean, it's the heart and soul of hill country blues right now is coming from Kenny Brown and Cedric Burnside.
While we're here, and that is somebody that we need to plug, Kenny Brown doesn't get enough love when it comes to the blues.
No, man. Kenny Brown has backed up. He backed up R.L. Burnside, Assie Payton, Sadell Davis. He backed up Cyndi Lauper. I mean, dude is that damn talented. And if you watch the Samuel L. Jackson movie, Black Snake Moan, have you ever seen that?
Mm-hmm.
That's his guitar playing. That when I guess the recording comes in of Samuel L. Jackson. That's Samuel's voice, but it's Kenny Brown's guitar playing.
So there
you go. That's amazing. Yeah. Dude is killer.
And now he throws his own festivals, just like Jimmy, right?
Does he then?
Is that, I mean, that's what you, that's where you plugged Gallia playing recently, right? No, or Cedric playing at his festival?
At the Oxford Blues Fest?
Is that his?
Or
is he just playing there?
Oh, I don't know that he's playing there. I just know that the Gallia is, yeah.
Okay. I may have misheard.
Yeah. Well, I may have, I don't know, getting a little bit buzzed, so.
Look out.
this is where Jamie goes, all right, I'm done.
Yeah. Signing out. All right, what else you got on your notes? I mean, I think that's covered the blues for me. I don't have anywhere else to go with blues. I'm open to move on into other favorite records or what's been going on with Indies Only.
Indies Only has been a good spot, man. There's so much new music. I can get in, I think about, I get in about 60 some odd songs, 70 some odd songs in a week, in a show, in a 3-hour show. And for those of you who don't listen to my show, you can get it. You can go to alt1017.com and click the listen live link. It happens, and if you're overseas, it happens U.S. time, Central Standard Time, 9 to midnight every Saturday night. But I've been in a really cool spot because, so what I do is when I download all of the music for the week that gets sent to me from record labels and independent promoters and things, I move it all, the stuff I want to play, over into a folder like called Show 163, because that's what I'm going to be doing that week. And so I'm looking for about 70 songs, let's say. So I'm getting, 45 songs is what I play every week. I don't know why I'm saying 70 and 60 and shit. Anyways, so I'm getting like 80 to 90 to 100 songs put in this thing, and so I've got to sort through. And I try not to pick favorites. You know, I do have some record reps and independent promoters that are really cool to me, so I try to play some of their stuff. And there's some artists that I really love, and there's a lot of stuff that's not being pushed to me. Like when Cedric Burnside put out that new record, I was playing Step In.
Well, that was the first time that I heard the new record was on Indies Only.
Yeah,
and that's what really,
I was playing that just out of a passion for the blues, wanting to play. Yeah. Said, you know,
and plus it comes from Single Lock. I mean, that's one of our own. You want to talk about Alabama record labels? So
yes, man, there's so many good Alabama record labels. So many good Alabama artists. I was thinking about
and
that.
And I just
the other
noticed
day.
This. Shout out to the Honorable Chair. We got the brand new Taylor Hollingsworth Country Western tee in there.
Taylor Hollingsworth Country Western, available on his website. You can Google it. I don't know if they even saw that, but oh, I've got like everybody's comments. I was wondering what the hell's covering my shirt.
Oh, that's just folks tuning in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Taylor, I think, is everything good about Birmingham music. He came to town the other day and came and had lunch at my work at the Columbus Arts Council and got a chance to talk about a lot of stuff because he's got a lot of irons in the fire.
He really does. I mean, think about like the Blips. He's got his own personal
Fingers.
Work. Dead Fingers.
Yep. And this week, I don't know if you're going to post this before Saturday. Probably not. I don't know.
Yeah, I could.
But on Indies Only, going to have his new song, which doesn't come out for another 2 weeks.
Oh yeah, it's a good
song.
One too.
Song called what was it? It's like When She Saw Her Daddy Cry.
I think that's it.
It's a very cool, intense look at being a father. Yeah, so I'm going to be playing that one. But he's got a lot of shit going on with, like, he's helping to book this festival over in Birmingham called Bruisapalooza.
Here we go.
That he's doing with the Birmingham USA people. I forget what their overall company. They're at Birmingham. USA.com if you want to check it out. But we've been invited to take the podcast on the road.
How about that?
Well, with me, because I don't think I've been on the road with you but like twice going to Tuscaloosa.
Yeah.
You know. But yeah, so gonna give you the rundown. Bruisapalooza is happening in Birmingham. Day one on Saturday, November 13th, is gonna happen at Back 40, right outside of Sloss Furnaces. Then on Sunday, the 14th going to be happening at Avondale.
Love that.
But freaking dude, the lineup.
Yeah, and it's our boys and girls.
The Blips, Azure, Dead Fingers, Dexatines, and I'm going to
Brad
bring
Armstrong.
Yes, Brad Armstrong going to be there. cattle with two D's, not two T's. I was into cattle when Indies Only was first a thing, when Z100.5 was around. I played the hell out of cattle. They were a cool ass band that you want to see them at, like, the Nick. Such a great band. I dig them. Kind of like a cowpunk kind of band. Mm-hmm. And then Dree Lear is going to be there. I love those guys. Jimbo Mathis.
So, Dree Lear, we plugged this in the past. You played them on Indies Only. Yes. But they recently put out a new record, which is definitely worth your time listening to.
Oh, my gosh, yes. If you like some good freaking just punk rock, that's some good stuff
that's
right
it.
There.
And, I mean, you already have the Blips, which is Birmingham supergroup of punk.
Oh, my God, man. Like, somebody was, like, they were talking to, Taylor told me this story, and I don't know if I should be telling it, but I'm going to, so I don't care. What's he going to stop me? he said that the guys that were putting this on at one point was like, why don't you do we want to do a Taylor Hollingsworth stage.
What?
He was like, man, nobody wants to hear Taylor Hollingsworth all day. And I said, no, what they should have done was do a Blip stage. And then all of the members from the Blips have their individual bands play.
Could you imagine, like,
throughout the day, and then end with the Blips at the end
of the
night. I mean,
yeah. And, okay, you have with Will Stewart, you have his personal stuff on top of what he does with Janet Simpson, Timber.
Yep.
If you haven't checked that out, that's in the Cornelius Chapel catalog.
Great record, yes.
With Wes, you have Terry Ohms, People Years.
Wes, his own stuff. Yeah. People Years. Damn it, that's a good song.
And they have a new single out.
Yes, they just put it out.
And they're on their way to getting this new record out. And my God, I'm a huge fan of People Years. Mm-hmm. I cannot wait. Chris McCauley, and Eric Wallace, both of them have they have a lot of projects.
Yeah.
And they have a lot of work that's getting ready to come out. So, I mean, there is a... And Taylor. I mean, it's...
You could just do the Blips Festival.
Yeah.
You know, Taylor could. The Blips / Everybody Cool from Every Band in Birmingham Festival.
If we get some time, and if it works out with Eric, I'd like, maybe in downtime or before things start, I'd like to take you over to Firehouse and, like...
Let Eric... I know where it's at.
Yeah, and let Eric kind of walk you through the building. I didn't realize... They've got an epic indoor stage, and that I bet if you packed that room, you could probably get 60 to 80 people if you packed it shoulder to shoulder.
That's awesome.
It's pretty epic. And then upstairs, it's like where they teach all the kids music, and you could also record up there if need be.
That's awesome, man.
And they've done a great job of renovating and getting those rooms ready. I'm really excited about what Firehouse has doing. Shout out to Eric Wallace. If you look for a nonprofit to give you a tax write-off, that's a damn good one to save you some money on your taxes. Think about Firehouse.
Always think about teaching the kids music, man. Yeah. I mean, that's a very important thing. And like I remember
in Avondale, in that area that Eric Wallace and Firehouse is working out of, that's more of the impoverished area of Birmingham, and they're trying. And they, when you give to Firehouse, that makes it to where they can give these children scholarship.
Yeah.
And maybe even get it to where they have an instrument at home, or at least there at the studio that they can play.
Yeah, and it's like it's right across from the Avondale Park, right?
It's close.
It's the gray building right there on the corner.
It's close, yeah. It's,
and there's a restaurant behind it? Or am I thinking on down on the other side of Saturn?
All right, the only landmark I can tell you is like the way I came in, there was a church, then I took a right, and it was basically on the corner.
Yeah, so that's where it's at.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. There's a restaurant
like located in the alley behind it. I'm not really familiar with the Avondale area other than going to Avondale Brewing.
Yeah.
And Ghost Train.
Have you never been to Saturn?
Never been to Saturn. Never been to Spain either.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to get a chance. I've been over to Avondale many times, but I went over there and saw my first concert. They got a gigantic backyard of this thing, and they've got like a full-on bar out there and everything. And I saw Dropkick Murphys and Clutch. With Hatebreed and Amigo the Devil back there, and so I'm going to see the band Camp with two A's.
I like them.
I'm looking forward to
going. Yeah, she was a big fan of them.
Yes, that's her. Yeah, that favorite was band. Back that's when, her Lucero.
Yeah, back when her and I were first connecting, I shared a Camp song, I think, on one of my social medias, and like she immediately wrote, "That is my favorite band." And I was like, "Cool, they're a great band."
Grown to love them. I mean, I admit to not knowing a whole lot about them. I knew who they were, and I had heard them, but I was like, man, I'm really, really freaking into it now. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. It's like a chill, grown person Lucero. Is that? I mean, not grown person. Because the lead singer reminds me a lot of like, okay, let's just say. And I know
you
not
gotta
every,
get this right now.
I know not every member of Lucero drinks. But Ben Nichols, the lead vocalist, definitely does. So Camp, to me, sounds like an adult, sober version of Lucero. Is that better? And they have banjo, too, which Lucero does not dabble in the banjonism. All right, so everybody, if you're watching on...
Here's Elvis.
This is Elvis. Elvis Aaron.
Stay off the keys.
Yep, he wants to wander everywhere. He's my big, crazy... boy child, and then Memphis Maria. Oh, and he just fell right.
I did not push it.
You did not do that. And then his sister is Memphis Marie. So she's around here somewhere.
Being quiet, which is
she's being very
suspect.
Quiet. Yeah, now he's clawing my butt. Stop it.
All right, so I think that's a pretty good... that's Brewapalooza.
Brewapalooza.
That'll be happening in November.
Yes. We'll be backstage for that. And so should we plug the other thing we're going to be doing?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
All right.
That's a little bit closer to time.
Okay. I'm going to hold that up there.
This is another record label out of Birmingham.
A really cool label. I've played a lot of their stuff on Indies Only. They're called Earth Libraries, and they're doing a book fair festival is what they're calling it. It's vinyl, vintage clothing, book vendors, food trucks, and, of course, a plethora of music. Some names we know for sure. Janet Simpson, who's been on your show. Will Stewart, going to be there. And
also
some names off of their label that I'm looking forward to seeing, like Lady Dan, the Bouquets. I always mispronounce that. Phantom Limb is a really cool band. Safety Town, I'm playing them on Indies Only. MB Alexander playing them as well. So this is happening on October 2nd and 3rd in Birmingham. Tickets on sale at earthlibraries.com.
Yeah,
for the Facebook crowd, I'm showing you the poster there.
And for this to be confirmed, I'm not exactly sure if it's 100% that we're covering it, but I'm fairly sure that we will be.
Yeah.
We're still working out the logistics of it.
I know Indies Only is going to be one of the partners with them. I don't know if it's going to be, we're going to get the sponsored by.
And if they're looking for a sponsor, Poor Stock can sponsor.
There you go.
So, that's fine. But anyway, yeah, that's the two festivals that we have coming up, and I'm very thankful of that they thought of, I guess it was originally Indies Only they thought of, but then,
yeah, they thought of Indies Only, and then when I was like, hey, look, something extra.
Yeah. How about
that? You know, my buddy Alan does a podcast. I do a segment with him every now and again.
And with Brewapalooza, and so to give y'all an idea of what that's like, is so what they want us to do is we'll sit down and interview each band and musician as they come through, and then they want a separate podcast with us just drinking beer.
No, that's the Brewapalooza.
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying. Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And I was like, okay, so I hope we do that toward the end, and we'll need an Uber.
And Uber back to the hotel.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah, and the book fair, we're just going to hang out backstage and, you know, talk with a bunch of folks. It's going to be cool, man.
Yeah.
I'm looking. This thing's jumping off for you. I mean, I hear you tell tales about how people from across the world are listening. And that's pretty awesome, man. I mean, something that just started with you wanting to take your microphone, your computer out to... Is he making a lot of noise on it?
I don't have my headphones in. I'm sure it's fine.
Yeah.
If the cat's bumping the mic, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Elvis, get down. But, I mean, you know, with the exception of Antarctica, and maybe we have, I should look, but we've hit every continent. And we've damn near hit every country. We've hit every state. And not only that, they don't just listen once or twice. They keep coming back.
That's awesome.
And so they really enjoy what we're doing. And like some of the fan mail, like from Canada, and I've been reaching out. There's a radio DJ friend of mine in Canada that we've been connecting through social media.
Very cool.
He'll be coming on the show soon.
Awesome.
The dude actually sang happy birthday to me.
Like, how'd that come up?
He saw it was my birthday, and he was like, he was on air. And I was working a festival in Corinth, Mississippi with Monson. And he was like, tune into my radio station. I'm going to sing you a happy birthday on the air. And by the time I saw the message, because we were working, it was too late. And so he's like, dude, it's too late. So he just made a video and, you know, sent it to my phone.
Well, that's awesome. I was like,
awfully thoughtful, you know. And his name is Darren Flower. He does Rock It Up Radio in Canada. He does a great job of representing just rock and roll from the 60s up to today. I want to send his music to you. He just sent me his band single.
Yeah.
And so I'll send that over there to you and see what you think.
Yeah.
Strong female vocal lead, so I know you like female vocalists.
I do love the female vocals.
And it'll kind of take you back to, I'm going to say like 70s is where it takes me.
Hmm. Okay.
So they use two guitars. They do a lot of melodic harmonies, and they back and forth with leads. It's good stuff.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
It's good stuff.
I look forward to hearing it.
And it's good to hear that Canada's making some
and
great
you're
music.
Co-signing on them, so it's yeah, that's a plus, yeah.
So, yeah, that's my friend Darren Flower. And, I mean, I'm really hoping that Robert Conley Farr will be down in Bentonia with us for the party.
I want to meet that dude. I mean, we've communicated several times through email.
Robert's a great guy.
Socials, yeah.
And he's on the record that Porch Talk's putting out. I mean, think about that. I mean, I don't know a podcast that has made a record. Like, I don't know every podcast, but that's pretty
dope. No, that's pretty damn brilliant. I don't know of any. The ones, I'm just, like, I listen to our podcast, and I listen to Disgraceland, but that's the extent of it. You know, my wife, I let her listen to the podcast because she loves the murder mysteries and shit like that, you know. And she listens to this one, obviously.
Does that not bother you a little bit? It seems like everybody's wife or girlfriend is looking for a way to murder somebody.
You know, man, we were sitting on the couch the other night. We started watching...
It's about to turn it over.
Yeah, it's going to be okay. It's just going to fall on the floor and make a whole lot of noise. There you go. The most curious damn kittens I've ever had in my life, and I've had cats all my life. I've had dogs only on two occasions. But these two are the most curious damn animals I've ever met. Rescue cats, too, by the way. So props to anybody who's rescuing any animals. These were their litter mates were found. They and their litter mates were found under a house in Starkville, Mississippi. And when we saw them, I picked his sister out. And I was like, that's mine. Because my friend was fostering them. Mm-hmm. And I said, that one's mine. Because his sister was a tortoise shell just like Sushi was. And so I was like, that's mine. I'll pick which other one I want later. And whenever my my girlfriend at the time, now my wife, when she came in, she was like, oh my God, I want that Ginger. So there goes Elvis Aaron. So anyway, what was I talking about prior to that? Don't even remember.
The bags got turned over, and we were talking about what podcasts we listen to, and does it bother you that every woman is out to kill a man?
Oh yes, we were sitting on the couch one night, and we were watching like it's called like The Murderer in the House, or it was about basically spouses who murdered their spouse. And I was like, don't you go getting any ideas now. And she was like, oh my God. Because she's like me. Like, if I ever did anything wrong, like if I accidentally killed somebody and nobody was around.
Turn yourself in.
I would turn myself in. I could not. I couldn't live with it. You know, I just could not do it. And she's the same way. You know, I could just like, if I accidentally hit somebody on some backcountry road. Nope. Here's what happened. I can't live with that shit.
All right, we are getting ready to walk this thing out the door.
Walking it out the
one
door.
Last thing, the beer we had was Terrapin Up High. It's worth a high five. We gave it a 3.8. We say it's solid 5.9 APV. It's a great beer for the pool, but it's about to be bonfire season, so I think it's good for the bonfire.
Hell to the yeah.
I think it's good for the bonfire.
Man, I love a good bonfire. Ain't nothing like going home and waking up next day in the same shirt smelling like a bonfire.
There you go.
You know?
And so, any last plugs? I think we plugged a lot of music. The only band that really comes to mind, I really wanted to plug it while we were talking about Gallia.
Come on, Bubba.
Because I really appreciate Gallia being from Belgium and then being really interested in the blues enough to play it, not only there, but come here and learn from our best.
The masters, yeah.
But Kaleo, they're a great blues band from Iceland. They have two records out. Both of them are equally good. Most people know them by Way Down We Go.
That is totally not a blues song, though.
Well, it's bluesy.
Yeah, bluesy.
It's a little more rock and roll, but...
Yeah.
I forgot, we were going up to the Bill Street Music Fest. Some say Mudfest, some say Memphis in May, whatever you want to call Bill Street Music Fest. Mm-hmm. And my friend Sid, who was going with me, he always goes to festivals with me. We were talking about the most exciting band that we were ready to see. Jack White was shutting the thing down. Obviously that's top of the list, but there was this band called Kaleo, and they actually outperformed everyone. It was the best show there. And it's always great to see that. So I have a lot of respect for them. I can't wait to see them live again.
Yeah. Years ago, talking about a band like that, years ago I went to, there was a festival in Birmingham called Cask and Drum. And
hand me my last one, please,
sir. I went there and there was a band there playing called Lord Huron.
Yeah.
And I was like, huh, wonder what these guys are all about. And then right after them.
Do you like motorcycles?
That short, not gonna say it. I think now I work in a very high traffic area during the day, so I hear a lot of those people coming by. Everybody who's got a
loud radio,
a charger or a Challenger is going to goose that motor all the time, and it drives me crazy. But I will say, if you ride a motorcycle, I'm all about making your mufflers louder.
I think it should be.
You should be able to hear them if you don't see them. That's just personally me. But anyway, so Lord Huron, and then right after Lord Huron was a band called Black Rebel Motorcycle Club.
That was perfect then.
So yeah, that he came. God, it was like he was sent from angels or something.
God bless this show.
That was a unicorn fart, is what that was. Anyway, so we had played on Z100.5. We had played Black Rebel Motorcycle Club, and I didn't like them. So we get the Lord Huron starts playing. And I tweeted about the dudes. I'm like, please, can you just like play all the time? Like constantly in my life. Like follow me around on a flatbed trailer and just play. They were so freaking amazing. I was blown away. And then Black Rebel Motorcycle Club, when they got up there, I did not want them to stop. I was mesmerized. Mm-hmm. Just two phenomenal bands back to back at this festival. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Both of them are great plugs. The only thing I would say about Lord Huron is that if you've heard one of their songs, you've heard them all.
Yeah, you're not lying.
But if I'm in the mood for it,
sure,
I'm there for it.
It's kind of sexy, almost, you know.
It is a little bit.
Yeah, I dig them. I really, it's a little sleepy.
It is. It's a good record to put on at night.
I mean, hell, you know that one of their songs. I don't remember which one it was, but Kenny Chesney covered it.
Of all people.
Of all damn people.
I thought he was beaches and cowboy hats and no shirt, no shoes, no problem.
Yeah. But, you know, and I'm going to say this. In defense, it sounds maybe like we're talking bad about Kenny Chesney. I met him one time in Tuscaloosa. He is a stand-up, fucking humble.
I ain't got no beef with the guy.
Humble fucker. Well, yeah, I'm just saying, just so nobody takes it the wrong way. Elvis, no. Come on. Boom. There we go. That's how you listen to me. All right. You can send it out now. I just want to plug this new dude that I've been listening to since I plugged Cat Bells last time. If anybody gets a chance, please check out Cat Bells. It's all one word. She's an artist. I think she's based out of LA right now. She's from the New England area. She just put out a 3-song EP that I think is just smoking hot, and I'm playing actually a new song that's not on that EP on Indies Only. Did it last week and this week. And then also check out this dude named Petey, P-E-T-E-Y. He's got a song called Don't Tell the Boys. His whole full-length record is out, and it is fantastic. I'm into that one.
I'm going to say three, and then we're getting out of here. Taylor Honeycutt, B.B. Palmer, Nick Shoulders. Thank y'all so much for listening to Porch Talk. This has been an Untapped and Vinyl. We are getting out of here.
We're tabbing out.
Roll Tide?
Roll Tide.
be.